I don't want you to think I'm a closed-minded person, but I don't believe in any of that supernatural stuff, like ghosts or the existence of a soul or like life after, you know, crossing over and all that sort of thing. It's not that I'm a particularly cynical person, I don't think. I'm just one of those people that, like, when I see a magic happens sticker on the back of a car, I just want to get out a texture and write underneath it, so does cot death. And it's not that I'm... I guess depending on your definition of magician, that's a kind of magic. But I don't think I'm... I don't see myself as pessimistic about the supernatural, but rather that I'm optimistic about the natural. I think there's enough amazing, exciting, brilliant stuff in the world evident in front of us to be amazed by that you don't have to hypothesize about the stuff that is yet to be discovered. You know, why make it up? Like the theory of natural selection, the idea of evolution. I mean, it's great science and all that, very boring, but it's actually really brilliant. I love the thought that that an individual of a species can be born mutated in a good way. You know, and in the code of that individual's genes lies the potential for the whole species to take an enormous evolutionary leap forward. It's brilliant. I think about it all the time. And I think, what would life have been like for those individual mutant freaks? Like, what did the other kids think? I mean, where I went to school, you get teased for having a wrong hat or a wrong shirt. Like, imagine being the first dude ever to have feet. Just turning up to school with a whole new appendage. I mean, that would be really tough. And also, like, how did these mutants learn how to use their new bits? Like, was that just chance? Did they just get lucky one day? I mean, imagine you're a fish, right? You're a fish and you're just swimming, I guess, with your school, hanging with your school in the ocean and stuff, and you're swimming, just hanging out, and suddenly, out of nowhere, fucking Tony... Tony goes, I'm getting out. Yeah, I'm cold. You're talking about Tony, you freak, you're a fish. Yeah, well, I'm a cold fish. I just want to pop out, you know, lie on my towel for a bit. Get an ice cream. Yeah, whatever, Tony, I'm freak, you know. Oh, fellas, come back. Oh, yeah, bugger you then. I'll show you, you know. Fuck me. They're gonna come in handy. And imagine if only Tony could see forward. What would he think if he could see forward just a few short hundreds of billions of years into the future? To see one of his distant ancestors, an Israeli Jew by the name of Joshua, having a nail hammered through his feet, the very feet that Tony provided him with as a punishment for having a schizophrenic discourse with a god who was created by man to explain the existence of feet in the absence of the knowledge of the existence of Tony. Damn, blow. I think that'd blow his little fishy mind. This is a song called If You Open Your Mind Too Much, Your Brain Will Fall Out. Which is actually a stolen quote from somewhere. I don't want to get in copyright trouble, so I've given it a subtitle, which is Take My Wife.